This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Guys, we are so f***ed. Hi everyone, you're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amaasri, and let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. How is everyone doing? Happy New Year. I'm greeting 2026 with open arms. I have a lot of hopes for the future, but I'm also kind of terrified for the future. So I thought I could share that with you guys. I think it's been a wee while since I've checked in with you guys a little bit more personally. I think the last time I did like a proper serious life, not serious life update, but like serious update on like the goings on of the world in my episode talking about the genocide against the people of Palestine. So I think it's a good time for me to sort of like do a recheck with you guys to make sure that things are reaching your ears, you know, because with the algorithm and with, you know, media outlets, conventional mainstream media outlets being a little bit more less reliable as time goes on, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. I'm sure there are some things that some of you out there who are, like, you know, more experts on these topics than me, but I'm sure as well that there are some people who's listening to this who has no idea what's been happening, which is, like, fine. This is what I'm here for. I want to let you guys know what's been going on, not only what's been happening so far this year. You'd think nothing would have happened, right? It's only 6 days into the new year, but no, a lot of things have happened. Initially, actually, I was going to do an episode on The Night Manager, because I recently watched that with my parents, and that was a pretty good show. I understand that The Night Manager season 2 is being released as we speak, so that's really exciting. So maybe next episode we'll talk about something less serious and continue with The Night Manager. But unfortunately, I will be talking about more serious things today, and I just wanted to caution you guys all, like, trigger warnings, like, these, I'm not gonna sugarcoat the things of today's topic. Like, I wouldn't say it's too graphic on some things, but I do go into detail, some detail with some of these topics. So we will be talking about war, death, maybe a little bit of torture. I'll be talking about pornography, child molestation, and just anything triggering or anything bad that you can think of will probably be briefly brought up today, because I will be going over some pretty big controversial things that are being talked about recently. Okay, just briefly, I'll be talking about the Epstein files, but I won't go into detail because I know I have a young audience base, but you guys need to be aware of what's going on today. But I won't get into that straight away. I'll give a warning before each triggering thing. Well, I'll try my best, but just, you know, proceed with caution. Okay, so let's just start off with what happened on the 3rd of January, I believe. 3rd or 4th, I'm not quite sure the exact date, but the USA bombed Venezuela. Yep, the same president that was like, yeah, I want peace, that's what I want. And then he went ahead and bombed Venezuela. They're claiming it's due to, you know, narcotics, like narcotics trafficking, which is like drugs, right? And they're calling them narco-terrorists, which is a crazy term to coin, by the way. If you guys like controversial and political, like, comedy, then I really recommend you watch Sammy Obeid on Instagram. He's really funny. He's a really good way of getting reliable information on what's going on in the US and global news while also being really funny about it. So I definitely recommend you guys check out Sammy. But they're claiming it's for narcotics. The US is invading Venezuela for the sake of narcotics is what they say. But we know that Colombia is actually one of the biggest, maybe the biggest, I think, but one of the biggest cocaine producers of, the entire world, but they're not doing anything to Colombia. So we know that's not the real reason. Venezuela and narcotics, that's not connecting. But you know what we do know for sure, though? Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves on their land. That's probably a coincidence, right? Right? Yeah, surely not. Surely the USA didn't, bomb Venezuela's capital just for the sake of their oil, right? Except, no, that's exactly what they did. They kidnapped the president of Venezuela, Maduro, and his wife. And people are, some of the media outlets are saying how, this is a good thing for the Venezuelan people because, Maduro, the president, he was a bad guy. People really hated being under his regime or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, two things can be true at the same time. Maduro can be a bad person and I can still hate him while still acknowledging the fact that the U.S. shouldn't have done what it did, right? The U.S. shouldn't have gotten near what Venezuela was getting up to, because it's not about liberation, which is what they're trying to paint the narrative as. It's not about liberation. It's about oil. Because what are they like? Because, they're saying how Trump wants wants some sort of reimbursement after his, good Samaritan duty, whatever, of trying to free the Venezuelan people or something. And I'm just like, come on, this is ridiculous. They're not even trying to hide it from you anymore. It's a huge tactic, right? Because the new year's coming and the whole thing with the Epstein files came on. And as you guys know, or you may not have known, Trump was on the Epstein files. And I'm pretty sure this is one of the side reasons why they're doing this, other than the oil, of course, is that they want to distract you from the fact that he was on the Epstein files. And just as an FYI as well, if this leads to war and the US goes to war, they might have to push back elections because obviously elections, it would be difficult to run elections during a time of war. And if that were to happen, then Trump will only be in office for longer, which I kind of think maybe that's what they want. I don't even know. This is all to say that I think the United States of America is an empire. Genuinely, I think it's an empire. They're always trying to do some wild crap in the wild, and I'm just like, bro, what is going on? For those of you who don't really know the how to describe an empire, I would say that it's an empire is sort of made up of territories under a monarch or a big governing official, and that's usually with a dominant center and that conquests over surrounding smaller territories that they govern over. And that's sort of what America is doing. They, put Maduro out of power. Again, not a good guy, but again, America shouldn't have done it. But they put Maduro out of power only to, probably put their own people in so that they could control Venezuela and the oil and whatever. It's just, they're being not subtle about it, at all. Empires are sort of built on military conquest, economic domination, controlling trade routes, for example, right? Or in this case, monopolizing the oil. They also, empires are also built on their own political institutions, inserting their own political institutions in their surrounding territories. In this case, developing systems to govern, they're developing systems to control these, territories, right? A good example of this is the FBI. For those of you who don't know, the FBI stands for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the primary domestic intelligence and law enforcement of the USA. So, that being said, it should theoretically, just from the definition of it, it should stay in the USA, right? The FBI should be within America, right? It shouldn't be operating outside. But no, it is operating outside. In fact, New Zealand has their own FBI office that just recently opened up. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not even, like, joking. Like, I know some of you are aware of it, but a lot of you probably aren't. And this is, like The Guardian reported on this. Even the FBI website themselves said it. So, Kash Patel has opened an FBI office in New Zealand, the first ever. Wow, amazing. Yay, that's exactly what we need. Seriously? Come on. We don't need any of this. If they're, like, claiming, like, they're working with the FBI to, like, you know, like, watch over online, you know, criminal activity with, like, China or whatever, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even care about what excuses that they're putting up. The FBI should stay within America, in my humble opinion. And if we are working with, like, a country on something like that, I don't know much either. I'm not saying the CIA is any better, but doesn't the CIA make more sense to be working with us than the FBI? Again, they're the same thing, in my opinion, but still, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, why do we have an American Central Intelligence office opening up in New Zealand? Like, I'm sorry if I don't believe the excuse of them trying to help us gather intelligence. Like, I don't believe they're trying to help anyone but themselves. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry if I don't trust a country to help us when they're not even being held back by international law, okay? Like, if international law, like, you know, can't touch them, how do we know that they're being, like, truthful with what they're doing with our intelligence and stuff like that? And I'm sorry I don't trust a country that was, like, one of the only two that voted against making the right to have food a human right. Like, they voted against that. In the UN, in 2021, they proposed making food a human right. And all the countries had voted yes, having food should be a human right. But there were only two countries that went against it. The US and Israel. Surprise, surprise. God, bro, every time I think, like, oh, maybe, like, something, like, good is gonna happen, but then, no, like, something, you know, gets in the way and blocking it, and it's always, like, it's always either US or Israel, or, hell, both. You never know. You never know with these things. It's ridiculous. It's crazy how this is the UN, the United Nations, where representatives of all the different countries in the world come together to make rules and to make, like, you know, solutions in order to make, to run the world better, right? So, of course, like, it should be reasonable to say that majority rules, right? But no, certain countries have veto power, it just so happens that America is one of the countries that has veto power, which is crazy. So the hundreds of countries said yes, let's make it a human right. But because Israel, like, whatever. But, like, America, because America has veto power, this one country against hundreds of others said, you know what? No. And what? Because of that, it didn't work out because it has veto power? Like, one country should not have that much power over all these other countries. Like, bro, like, what the frick is going on? I'm sorry, like, today I'm kind of triggered. Maybe because it's, like, really hot or something, but also because, like, as I was doing research for, like, this particular episode, like, every time I wanted to talk about something and I do research and I'm like, this can't get any worse, I find out things that indeed did get worse. For example, did you guys know that in 2021, David Beasley, he is the chief of the UN's World Food Program, the WFP, right? And he basically did a tweet and he was just like, hey guys, did you know that 2% of Elon Musk's wealth could end world hunger, right? This is the gist of what he said. It would only take $6 billion, right? And then Elon Musk tweeted in October of 2021, he said, if the World Food Program can can describe on this Twitter thread exactly how 6 billion will solve world hunger, I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it. This is an exact quote, by the way. He tweeted, Elon Musk, billionaire, tweeted, if I can solve world hunger and you give me a clear plan on what my money is doing and things like that, and you post it to the public, if you prove it can happen, I will do it. He said it. He made the promise online. And so the chief and the World Food Program, they were like, you know what, let's do that. So they made up a plan, a very detailed plan. It took them over a month on how they could use $6.6 billion US dollars, $6.6 billion US dollars in order to help save many, many people. The proposed plan could save and support around 42 million people in 43 countries. It would have helped starving people in countries such as like Congo, Afghanistan, and Yemen, right? So 42 million people in 43 companies. That's it, countries. That was what the plan was going to support, right? Mark saw this. They had this like whole Twitter thread online, and they were like, you know, saying, here's the plan. The WFP waited, and in November 21, they still didn't get the funding that Musk promised, even though they delivered on the plan. And by the way, in December of that year, Musk's net worth was over $300 billion. $6.6 billion is nothing to him. It's a drop of water in a bucket. Elon Musk was offered a chance to end world hunger, but he turned it down. You know what he did instead? He did indeed sell his Tesla stock, but then he quote-unquote donated it to his own Musk Foundation. So, I'm sorry, he, using his own money, he donated it to his own foundation. That ain't donating, bro. That's just redistributing your own money. Like, hello? Don't use the word donating like that, bro. He had a chance to end world hunger, but he turned it out. He turned it down, and what did he do? He went around and bought Twitter instead. And look how that turned out. X is, I don't even know what's happening on X anymore. Like, he tried to get rid of the verification, like, sign and stuff like that, and, like, then he tried to introduce the double verification. Like, I don't know. Bro's a freaking crackpot. Like, this is probably, like, a side of me that you guys have never seen or heard before. Like, when I talk, like, if you guys know me in real life, when I get going, I can really get going when it comes to, like, topics and, things I believe in. But I really have the chance to do that when I'm on air. Because it's very easy for me to, like, sort of, like, get, too deep into it, and I know, like, you know, sometimes, like, not everyone's interested, which is why I'm just gonna, like, dedicate one episode of it, and then, like, if you guys are interested, then it's all good. Speaking of, this is where another trigger warning is gonna come in. This, I'm gonna be talking about child pornography and sexual content, so proceed with caution. So, you guys know Grok, right? Grok is, Elon Musk's AI chat box on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, right? And it was caught making AI sexual pictures of minors, children. This isn't implied or anything. This is like actual explicit images of real children, real and fake children. They're making deep fake sexual content. They're making child porn. Grok was caught doing that. Like, and what? Like, how is that possible? Like, why is this allowed? People are asking Grok to do all these, like, ridiculous requests for these different things. They'll have a picture of, like, some girl or some little boy on the internet and be like, hey, can you change this picture? And then, like, ask some really horrible prompts. Like, think of any terrible prompt in your head, and Grok will do it. It's absolutely disgusting. It's horrible. I mean, France even opened a criminal investigation against Grok because of what's going on right now. India gave 72 hours to shut it down, or Grok will lose legal shielding in India. If you guys want to know more about it, my source was real.talk.us. You can find them on Instagram. But like, bro, it's actually horrible. Like, I genuinely cannot go too deep into it here. But like, if this is something that disgusts you, if this is something that triggers you, and you want to know more about it, I highly, highly recommend you go search for it, because some of the things, I do say that you guys need to, you know, proceed with caution, because some of the things will actually make you want to vomit or burst into tears. It's crazy how this is what the world has come to. Like, it's horrible for these users online, these disgusting people online, for even requesting these things. Yes, it's horrible that they're doing that. Just because that they're behind a screen and that they're quote-unquote anonymous, they can do whatever they want. They want to put out their rape fantasies out there and expose their, like, true nature. It's disgusting. But, that being said, Musk is worse for encouraging this and giving this disgusting behavior a platform. Not only did Musk introduce this whole situation by making Grok the way it is, he even introduced a quote-unquote spicy mode that was used to generate deepfake sexual content. So this says that not only is Musk aware of the disgusting things that's happening on X, he is even encouraging it. He's giving different modes. He even did a prompt himself. Like, he did a picture of him in a bikini to say, oh, look at me, I'm in on the fun, la ha ha, this is so funny, jokes. No, you are disgusting. You are not a human being, Elon Musk. And no one should be supporting a man like that. Genuinely. This is all because, like, nothing really big is happening about this, because at the end of the day, Elon Musk is a hella rich guy. Billionaires are the cream of the crop in terms of wealth. They've got so much of it, it's ridiculous, right? But even amongst billionaires, Elon Musk still stands at the top. But let me break it down for you, because I don't think a lot of people understand what $1 billion really is. Because you might be thinking, oh, but like, you know, like for example, the world hunger thing. Like, oh, he had a chance to end world hunger for $6.6 billion and he didn't take it. And people might be saying, oh, but like, you're forcing him to spend his money. That's his well-earned money. He worked hard for it. He made Tesla, whatever, whatever. It's his money. Guys, I don't think you understand what $1 billion is. No matter how hard you work, no matter how amazing, no matter how brilliant you are, there is no ethical way for you to have accumulated that much money. Okay? Just to give, like, you know, an example from Scrooge McDuck, which if you guys don't know, maybe, like, some of you are too young to know it, but Scrooge McDuck is, like, a really wholesome, like, you know, old TV show about this rich duck called Scrooge. And they did an episode talking about $1 billion. So I'm just going to quote from their song, talking about $1 billion, okay? $1 billion, stacked upright, it's about 800 times the height of the Washington Monument. $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world. Are you kidding me? Like, dude, $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world. So that it goes around, it wraps around the world 4 times. That is what $1 billion is. Wraps around the entire world 4 times. Okay, here's another example. Pick $1 up each second, day and night, without a blink. In 32 years, you'd have them all. 32. This was back in the day. But, like, oh my god. If you had a billion seconds, right, and you got $1 for every second, in order to get to a billion, that will take you 32 years. That's like double some of your lifespans, guys. My sister isn't even that old. That is if you got $1 per second. $1 per second nonstop, and it will take you 32 years just to get $1 billion. And yet these billionaires out here are making so much more money than that. like, if you think about the net worths of billionaires, like, if you, I'm trying to think, like, you know, billionaires at the top of my head, right? There's, like, Taylor Swift, Cristiano Ronaldo, Kim Kardashian, you know, all that. They're all really rich people, right? And you look at their lifestyles, you look at, like, you know, what they do and their houses and things like that, and you're like, oh, like, again, they work really hard for that money. Again, bro, they shouldn't have that much money, for one, but whatever. Their net worth is around, like, you know, 1.5 billion. I know Kim K is almost, like, at 2 billion. Like, I think she's 1.9 billion. And Taylor Swift is 1.6. Ronaldo is 1.4 billion. These are all, like, rich billionaires. But I was talking about before Elon Musk, right? Billionaires are already the cream of the crop when it comes to society. But within this small pool of caviar, there's the even bigger, richer people, such as Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos. Mark Zuckerberg is worth $216 billion US dollars. You think that's crazy? Elon Musk is worth $342 billion. For what, bro? For Tesla? People shouldn't have this much money. The only reason why they have this much money is probably because they're, like, not paying their workers. Elon owns Amazon or whatever, right? Like, have you seen, like, those videos of, like, the Amazon factories and, like, the workers and the human rights violations and all that? Like, the reason why they have so much money is because he's stealing it from other people. He's not paying people proper wages and stuff like that. Like, people shouldn't have this much money because they have way too much influence. Whenever I talk about Taylor Swift a lot, like, I'm not, like, her music is fine, right? I like her music. It's very nostalgic. Not so much recently. I'm not that big of a fan of her, whatever, right? But anytime I do any sort of critique on Taylor Swift, one of the things that will be mentioned is, oh, sexism. Why are you always, like, hitting, like, against Taylor Swift? Like, it's because she's a female artist, isn't it? Like, no, it's not just that. I'm like, going against her because she's a billionaire. Her carbon footprint is insane. Like, it's insane. But it's all billionaires. Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo, LeBron James, yes, him too, Michael Jordan is worth $3.8 billion. All these billionaires, like, the sports people, like, all of them, it's not just Taylor Swift, it's not a sexism issue, it's a billionaire issue. A billionaire equals bad, do not support. For example, like, I know a lot of people are hating J.K. Rowling right now, because her wealth, she's literally using her wealth to change laws. She, one woman, is so powerful, she's managing to change laws. And obviously, that's not good, is it? Because this is a democracy. We need to, there's a process when it comes to these things, right? Money shouldn't buy their way out. Money shouldn't be able to decide how we live things. But unfortunately, that's how it is, right? And obviously, like, J.K. Rowling is making a lot of people's lives harder because of her personal beliefs, you know? That's just one person, and she's only worth $1.2 billion. Only. God. I can't believe I'm saying that. But among billionaires, she's only worth $1.2 billion. Now, imagine people like Musk, Zuckerberg, Bezos. You really think they're out here deserving that amount of money? You really think they're out here doing good things for the world? Please. Please don't even talk about it. I've been talking for a while now. So I'll give you guys a wee break. I know this is a bit dark, I'd say, and it's a bit depressing. So I'll put on a more upbeat song, and I'll see you guys in a bit. Sorry, guys. Welcome back. I hope that gave you guys a little bit of peace of mind. I know this is like really depressing and it's probably going to ruin your day, and I'm really sorry. I only have a little bit left, and then we'll get into a little bit more hopecore things, yeah? But back into the deep ends of things. I'm sure you guys know what's happening in the US when it comes to ICE. ICE is currently deporting people against their will, whether they are actual American citizens or not. Like, they don't even check. Just if you look a certain way that they don't agree with, they'll deport you to a different country or straight up concentration camps like Alcatraz, right? They're not even hiding it anymore. Like, it's really bad. Like, America, the land of the free, more like America, the land of the fee. Like, you can't, like, Americans can't afford healthcare. Their freedom of speech is only limited when it's supporting genocide. And it's just, I don't know, like, I'm scared for y'all, because America is a really big country. Like I think a lot of people don't understand how big America is as well. Like, I think they have like 3 time zones just in their country, I think. Like, just crazy. Like, to go, you can drive like 8 hours and still be within the same state, is how big they are, you know? But like, yeah, it's just, whatever's happening in the US, it affects the rest of the world as well, because they have a lot of power, they have a lot of people, and they control the media. That's the fact of the matter, right? There's of course still the genocide that's happening in Palestine, Sudan, and Congo. Not a lot of people are talking about it anymore, because after the ceasefire agreement had gone on, I say quote unquote ceasefire, like, not very trustworthy with Palestine and Israel, people stopped talking about it anymore. But that doesn't mean that the Palestinians are not, like, still suffering. They're still being systematically oppressed and starved. They're not allowing aid workers to get in. Dude, Israel is the only country in the world to have ever banned Doctors Without Borders. For those of you who don't know, Doctors Without Borders is basically this humanitarian doctor group. I don't know how to explain it properly, I apologize. But basically, they go in to help people, health sickness or whatever, and borders mean nothing to them, so like they can cross any country and to help the citizens and things like that. So it's a humanitarian group, and Israel banned them, the only wannabe country, but like the only wannabe country ever to have banned Doctors Without Borders. Like, do you understand how sick and twisted that is? Israel's not even trying to hide behind, like, their victim mentality anymore. Like, they're the oppressors. They're the evil ones. And they're not even hiding it anymore. Like, they don't care. You know why? Because the wallet... because they've got the U.S. in their back pockets. The U.S. is their sugar daddy. And we can't do anything about it. Like, why can't we do anything about it? It's ridiculous. And don't even, like, get me started on what's happening in Sudan and Congo. It's sort of buried under the rubble over here. No one's really talking about it. But, like, they're being oppressed. There's, like, you know, there's strife going on in their countries. And, all, you know why these are all still happening, by the way? It's because Sudan and Congo are places that's got valuable minerals, valuable materials that Western civilizations, such as the US, can, you know, go in and they will benefit in the strife that's going on there, so that they can export most of the goods from that country in order to make things like our telephones, our devices, and things like that. Like, it's crazy. So please bring attention to what's going on there. Like, if you see any videos about what's happening in Sudan, Congo, or Palestine, or any other jail, like the Uyghurs in China, there's a lot of oppression that's happening in the world right now. If you see any of these videos, please like, share, repost, do whatever you can to get this information out there so that more people can view it. With the algorithm these days, there's genuinely a lot of people who just don't get these sorts of news. So, yeah. Oh, another thing for us to be aware of is the rise of eugenics, the so-called perfect gene, the superior race, which, by the way, is something that Hitler believed in, which is insane. I'm just, at this point, like, I'm just like doing, I don't really have much time. So I'm just like reading through my bullet points of things that I can't really like go too deeply into it. So I'll just like say it. And if you guys are interested in these ones, just like let me know and I'll get into it. But AI is something I talk about a lot with you guys. AI has officially consumed more water than all water bottle companies combined, which is absolutely insane and ridiculous. Because water bottle companies, not that great, of course, because of the plastics going into the going into the world and things. But at least the water actually goes within human bodies, right? Most of them do. But these AI centers are using all this water for what? Not to help build bridges, not to help cure cancer, not to do anything useful, but to take passion out of a lot of people's lives by making AI slop, making child pornography, making I don't know, like making Charlie Kirk do the whip or the nay nay. You know what I mean? Like it's horrible. Like it's not fun. They're making you summarize text messages and stuff like that. AI can go on for about forever, like seriously, so I won't get too deeply into it. But I wanted to go back on, okay, so this is where trigger warning comes in, right? So I'll be talking about the Epstein files, and I'll be talking about specifically Trump and his role in it, right? So again, child sexual violence, pedophilia, All these things, horrible things. If it makes you uncomfortable, please log off now. But you've been warned. So, as you guys know, the Epstein files have been quote-unquote released, more like the redacted files. It's literally just blank pages. Like, we don't know what's in them. But it has been revealed that Trump is not only in the Epstein files, he is also a confirmed pedophile. And he... I can't talk about this. I can't go too deeply into it, but it's confirmed that he's a pedophile, and there's a case about it, and he has... The only thing I can say is the term post-birth abortions came from MAGA, and which makes no sense, by the way, because post-birth abortion just means murder. But I don't want to talk about the story specifically because I know this is something that will definitely get flagged down and I can't talk about it. But if this is something that you want to learn more about or if you have an inkling on what I'm talking about, it came from Trump, obviously, and it came from this situation specifically, post-birth abortion. And it's horrible. I can't believe someone like that is still president. And not only that, I can't believe there are people out there who look at him and be like, you know what, this is the guy. This is the guy that will make our lives better. This is the guy that's going to lead us into liberation or whatever these MAGA supporters believe. I don't even know. I also wanted to briefly talk about what happened in Bondi Beach in Australia end of last year. I wanted to give my condolences for anyone who suffered losses. This was a horrible attack that happened. For those of you who don't know, at Bondi Beach, a lot of Jews had come out. This is in Australia. A lot of Jews had come out to celebrate their holiday. And then some shooters with guns came out and shot and killed a lot of these poor, innocent Australian Jewish families just for the sake of celebrating a holiday. I'm really sorry to any families affected. This is horrible. There was a hero, I believe his name was Ahmed, and he had taken down one of the shooters at the scene. He was grievously injured, last I heard, and he was in the hospital. But he was a Muslim vendor, and he was a local hero. He saved the day. I don't know. Like, I'm really sorry about like what happened. Anyone should be able to celebrate their religious holidays in peace without having to worry about having their lives at risk. The thing is, the Israeli media and the American media are reporting that they were reporting at the time as like a horrible attack on Jews, and they're trying to say that there is a rise in anti-Semitism, and how the Jews are being targeted for these things, right? And again, I'm not negating the fact that what happened was a horrible, horrible injustice. Israel was trying to turn this into something of their favor, because, as you know, Israel is the eternal victim. Victimhood was promised to them 3,000 years ago, apparently. But I don't know exactly how to say this, but they were trying to, it's so disgusting, but they were trying to benefit off of the real deaths of Jewish people in Australia. Like, what? The media was painting it out to say, like, you know, anti-Semitism is on the rise, like, this is why, like, Zionism should, you know, be a belief that more people, like, fall into, like, you know, and, like, how they're the victim and things like that. And I'm just like, what? Like, they're trying to also, I saw, like, a few news articles saying, like, it was a, of course, when the terror attack happened, they were, like, saying, oh, it's a terrorist attack, like, an Islam, like, it's a, like, Allahu Akbar, like, you know, kind of thing, like, it's a Middle Eastern person who did it. But no, one of the heroes who did it was actually Islam himself. He was a Muslim. And one of the shooters used to be an IDF soldier, an ex-IDF soldier. So they're trying to say that there is violent hate and crime against Jews, and yet Israel, the so-called, like, representative for the Jewish people, killed one of their own just for what? Just to make a point? Just to put the crown on their head to say that they're eternal victims? Like, what is your game, Israel? Like, it's ridiculous. And no one should be able to support Israel. You have to have, like, for brains if you still think that Israel is a victim. If you still think that they're just defending themselves or whatever, like, I don't understand. Like, I'm not saying all Israeli citizens are bad, but this is the sort of thing that had, like, indoctrination when they were kids. It starts in their kid textbooks, bro. And then they grow up to be people who hate Palestinians, who think that they're lower than rats. Okay. I hate Israel. I hate Zionism. And I hate injustices. I hate the terror attacks that's happening. Like, I hate how there's so much hate, is basically it. But I want to clarify something right now. I do not hate Jewish people. I do not have anything against Judaism as a belief. I need you to understand, and this is for my fellow people who support Palestine and who are active on, like, you know, these activist sites and stuff like that. I need everyone to understand that Zionism is not the same to Judaism. Zionism believes in the one true state, right? Like, true Israel or whatever it is. And at first glance, you think, oh, Zionism isn't too bad. They just want to have a right to the land and they want to live peacefully. They want their own place, right? But that's not just it. It's a contradicting belief, because the more you delve into Zionism, the more you understand that it actually makes no sense whatsoever. They don't want peace. They want to establish themselves as a bigger country than what they already have. If you look at the IDF soldier embroidery, like their logo, that is what they want Israel to look like. That is the Israel map. And if you look at it closely, it has parts of different countries in order to make Israel their beloved Israel. They're going to take cuts of Egypt, they're going to take cuts of Syria and stuff like that. Like, they aren't just happy, they're not going to be just happy, like, taking over Palestine and Gaza, the Gaza Strip and things like that. If they succeed in this, they want to take more than what they already have. Zionism is a hateful, hateful belief, and it is horrible, and I hate it. That is different to Judaism and Jewish people. People get that confused. And because people get that confused, people are starting to link, people are starting to lump up activists such as myself who hate Zionism with anti-Semitism, right? So people who hate Jewish people, they think that people like myself who hate Zionism, that we're on the same boat. We are not on the same boat. I hate the act of killing, okay? Zionism is not the same as Judaism. So when we hate against these terrible things, we must do it with knowledge, okay? We cannot be lumped with people who are anti-Semitic, because then we fall into the propaganda that Israel is trying to push in the first place, which is that they are the victim, that they're just poor Jewish people that are just trying to live their lives. That's not the case. They are the oppressors. They are bombing poor innocent civilians. They've got the U.S. in their back pocket. And I don't even know. People are saying how the U.S. is the United States of Israel. And at this point, who am I to say anything? It's true. Again, I'm really sorry. To my condolences and deepest sympathies for the families and anyone affected for the attack at Bondi Beach in Australia, because we're close neighbors. It hit you guys pretty hard. I'm really sorry about what happened. Thank you so much, guys, for listening in to today's episode. I know it's dark. I know it's heavy, and I'm really, really sorry about that. But I just wanted you guys to go into 2026 with our eyes wide open. Because unfortunately, this is the state of the world. And I think it's better to know what's going on rather than to be like ostriches and then hide our head in the sand. Ignorance is bliss, yes. But that's only because it doesn't affect you. But the thing is, with the way things are escalating now, things might affect you. We don't know how things are going to turn out. A lot of things are escalating really quickly, and I'm genuinely afraid of a lot of our safety. Because what's happening with Venezuela and US as well, dude, it could trigger an attack for World War III. We're there, bro. We're at the cusp. You know what? Might as well just say we are in World War III. I don't know. We're in we died after COVID, and we're in some sort of dystopian hell. I don't even know. That being said, though, I know I'm being really negative. Don't let this get to you. Okay, life still goes on. Hug your family and friends. Be really grateful that, you know, we've got a stable situation on our heads at the moment. And just keep yourself informed. If things are really hard right now, with learning what's going on at the state of the world, take a step back. You know, enjoy your nature before, I don't know, AI kills it all. But enjoy your nature, enjoy the fresh air, your friends, your family, a good dessert, and then come back once you're better. This is all really hard. This is genuinely hard work. It feels like you're not doing anything. The thing is, activism comes in many different fonts, right? Some people can boycott. And people, there's this whole argument saying that boycotting is a privilege. And I say that is both true and not true. It depends. Boycotting Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Disney, that is not a privilege. Okay? That is not a privilege. Because those are things that you don't need anyway. But I know in people who are more in financial strain, boycotting things like maybe McDonald's or Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's got those $5 deals, right? Boycotting those might be a bit harder. And that's fine. Everyone's got their own. You might be a single mother for four kids, you're in a single income household, and think everyone's got different lives. I'm not here to judge you. I don't know what's going on, right? So some things is a privilege to boycott, right? If you can't afford anything other than McDonald's, then buy McDonald's. But if you can afford other things, don't buy McDonald's. It's not good for you anyway. All right? You can afford better, healthier things. Do that then. That doesn't mean Now, for that, like, for people who are having, like, you know, struggle with boycotting things because of their financial situation, that's fine. Maybe you can, like, email certain government officials and give certain, like, MPs about, like, you know, about addressing certain things like that's going on in Sudan and Congo, or, you know, something like that, or, like, the whole thing about the AI mining minerals. Like, I know Luxon agreed to have our minerals in New Zealand to be exported down to America for the sake of developing AI, which is, like, Chloe from the Green Party, like, talked a little bit about it, which I recommend you guys watch. But you know what I mean? Like, if you can't, you know, email your MPs because you don't have any, because you don't have internet or whatever, some people can go to protests. You know what I mean? Like, I posted this on my story before, but we're a group of people. We don't all need to do the same thing. Activism comes in many different forms. Some people can boycott. Some people can email MPs. Some people can attend protests. Together, that's a whole lot of activism happening. I think I said this quote before. It's one of my favorite things ever, and I'll say it again. Someone says, oh, why am I doing this one small thing? Why do I recycle? Why do I boycott, like, a $2 Coca-Cola drink? It's not going to do anything. It's a drop of water. It's a drop of water in an ocean, right? But what is an ocean but a series of drops of water? We need to come together. Our biggest weapon against these rich losers who think that they can screw us over is the fact that we are a group of people coming together. We have the power of quantity. We have the power of us coming together. We've got human determination, okay? Like, at the end of the day, if we look at it the most crude way possible, these rich people, probably got 20 people, and then there's, like, the rest of us, which is, like, 7, 8 billion. Like, come on. We need to come into class consciousness, guys. Like, we all do our part, and then when we come together, it will make a huge difference. I mean, Starbucks is literally pretty much shutting down at this point. Like, they're on the verge. Keep boycotting, guys. Like, it is working. If you can't boycott again, you can email your MPs, you can attend protests. We all have our role to play. Like, a society is made up of different people. Some people are politicians. Some people are teachers. Some people are, you know, garbage men, right? All of these come together to build a society. We are the pillars of our own society. We build it, right? These rich don't know what's coming for them. Anyway, again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Next episode is going to be way more positive, I hope. But for those of you guys who stay till the end, despite this depressing talk, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, this has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Ama Asri.
If this program has raised issues and made you worry about your or someone else's mental health, here are some ways to get help. If you need to talk to someone, the following free helplines operate 24/7. 1737 Need to Talk? Call or text 1737. Lifeline 0800 543 354. Youthline 0800 376 633 or text 234 between 8 a.m. or midnight. Depression Helpline 0800 111 757.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.